Every episode of this podcast is about true things that have happened at some point or another on this planet. Each episode is different than the next, and they are each centered around stories that are odd, outlandish, or of the occult. This podcast will include foul language. This podcast may also include themes of graphic content such as murder, rape, or gore. Listener's discretion is advised.
Welcome back to this podcast called Seven Circles. I am host number two, and I am Autumn. This is host number three, and he is called...
Dan. Well, obviously you want me to ask you who host number one is.
There is no host number one. We won't talk about him.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, he ran his mouth and told some lies and just told some of our secrets, too, so we had to make him go away.
And of course, that was not him banging on the door just then. That was a cat.
Or a dog.
Or Bob.
Today we will take you on a journey. During this expedition, we will explore the oldest fraternity known to man, the Freemasons. Here at Seven Circles, we like to speak truth as much as possible.
All the true, true.
If the things we say are not proven facts, then they are usually personal accounts from eyewitnesses. We don't like to dive too deep into conspiracy theories, but today we will be making an exception. After all, the existence of UFOs used to be a conspiracy theory, but the US government has recently confirmed that they are real. Yeah, I'm about to go unhinged. We're about to go unhinged in this episode. Out there.
You're such a G.
So first, we will go into a bit of history about the Freemasons. Then we will go on to talk about what goes on in their lodges. After that, we will go into some conspiracy theories about the Freemasons. Trust me, this episode will not be boring.
I promise nothing.
How did this extremely old fraternity come into being?
Was it magic? The very darkest of magic conceived of by the devil himself?
Perhaps.
Who?
So, a long time ago in the early 1700s, there were these workers called stonemasons. These dudes would cut and prepare stone to use as building materials. Sometimes they would even carve intricate designs in the stone by hand.
Back up. These workers were called stonemasons. This feels a little like that time you explained what a Polaroid camera is, even though I could walk into Walmart and buy one right now. I think people know what carpenters, tanners, chandlers, farriers, and certainly stonemasons are, among other old-timey trades.
Nobody knows what a chandler is, except for Chandler Bing, bro.
You don't know what a chandler is?
Tell us what a chandler is.
I mean, is that entirely relevant here?
No. But I must know.
It's like a boat dude. Like, he supplies stuff and things to boats and sailors and stuff.
Oh, like a broat salesman, but he also sells, like, sails.
He may sell sails.
Does he sell sails by the seashore?
He may sell sails. Fuck off. He may sell sails down by the seashore, yes.
Anyway, so these days, stonemasons still exist, but they are not really necessary. With modern equipment and technology, we no longer have a need for the painstaking craftsmanship of a stonemason.
And you still went on and explained it anyway.
So anyway, back in 1717, a group of super rich dudes got bored one day and decided that they wanted to learn how to be stonemasons. Only, when they started hanging out with the stonemasons, they quickly learned that the work was boring and tedious. So, instead of actually crafting any stone, they just kind of took over and started giving the stonemasons orders. And the stonemasons, they did not sign up for that, so they just fucked off, leaving this group of rich dudes to their make-believe playtime. So yeah, the rich guys, they still hung about, telling people that they were stonemasons. And if you are a Freemason who is listening, please feel free to come at us after this episode. Or just let us join up so that you can prove to us that we have no clue what we were talking about.
You know, I think it would be cool to join, but man, it sounds awfully like hard work. Don't get me wrong, man. I'll do their drugs and help them hide the bodies of the virgins they sacrifice, but I feel like there's a lot less fun stuff to it, too.
And we'll get into that later. So, okay, This group of dudes decided that they really liked hanging out and pretending to be just regular commoners. They liked it so much that they founded the first Grand Lodge on June 24th, 1717 in London. Only, it was not a private building or residence that this lodge was founded in. They just met up at a pub called the Goose and Gridiron Ale House.
Yeah, I tried looking it up. I don't think it exists anymore.
Aw, what a shame.
Well, I wanted to see if I'd been there.
Yeah. Pretty soon, other rich dudes heard about this Mason Lodge of men who just sit around once a week, drink, tell stories, and just be merry. So they decided to set up their own lodges at other pubs. After a while, the men decided to pool their monies together and buy some properties so that they could have more private meeting places. And they generally named these private buildings after the pubs they originally met at. So, there is the aforementioned Goose and Gridiron, which apparently was in the churchyard of St. Paul's Cathedral. There was also the Crown Lodge near Drury Lane, the Apple Tree Lodge in Covent Garden, and the Rummer and Grapes Lodge in Westminster. Some of those old pubs probably still exist. There are pubs in London older than your grandma. Hell, your great-grandma, too.
And your great-great-great-great-grandma. I had a quick look. I've definitely been in the Apple Tree, but honestly, with over 3,500 pubs in London, well, I've certainly been to all the pubs in the city, and where these Masons were hanging out was in the city, essentially.
Yeah.
I've probably been to some of these pubs.
So there's 3,500 pubs in London. London's not very big.
I mean, it's big enough, but, you know, there's a lot of boozers. There's a lot of people who want to drink beer.
Yeah, and you can drink when you're 18.
Yeah, of course you can.
It's great.
We're not stupid little pussies.
Okay. Anyways, eventually they stopped calling themselves stonemasons and changed it to Freemasons. And they started making up all of these rules and rituals.
Virgins!
What's important to understand, though, is the following. For 300 years, these Freemason groups have been spreading all over the globe. There are Freemason lodges in almost every country. And not all of them have the exact same rules, or the exact same rituals.
Yep, there's an estimated 6 million Freemasons around the world. That's about 0.08/800 of a percent of the world's current population. These dudes have a pretty big gang, man.
Yeah.
And about 2 million of those 6 million are in the States.
Freemasonry describes itself as a beautiful system of morality, veiled in allegory and illustrated by symbols. The symbols are mostly all derived from the tools of the stonemason. All Freemasons begin their journey in the craft by being progressively initiated, passed, and raised into the 3 degrees of the craft. Notice how I say craft. We'll get to that later. There are more than 3 degrees of Freemasonry, but most people just stop at the 3rd degree and do not ascend higher. With each degree comes a new set of rules and rituals. Also, with each degree comes a new set of secrets, things that only the Freemasons know about.
Wait, they think we don't know about the little girls? Everybody knows about the little girls, dude. Shit's no different than Catholics and little boys.
Anywho, a lot of their teachings come from something called the Temple of Solomon, and we had no idea what that meant, so we looked it up. And here it is. We pulled this from Freemason.com and the Grand Lodge of Ohio.
Beyond any religious context, the building of King Solomon's Temple provides a symbolic foundation for the process of self-development in Freemasonry. Masonic tradition and ritual refers to the physical architectural processes of the temple's creation, but as a way to emulate the possibilities of self-growth and enlightenment. This structure depicts the capabilities of men when they work collaboratively, using the right tools to diligently develop themselves in order to be better for the world.
So they use the building of a temple as a metaphor for building oneself. Okay, neat.
Neato.
They also pull their teachings from the story of the death of the man who built King Solomon's temple. Story time!
Yay! Gather round, children. This guy was called Hiram Abreath. So King Solomon hired Hiram to be the chief architect and master worker of the temple. He did a bang-up job, and the king was pleased. But, as the temple was nearing its completion, Three of Hiram's fellow craft masons ambushed him. They demanded to know how he's such a badass and wanted to know all of Hiram's secrets. But Hiram was like, I will not be telling you guys anything. You could have broken bread with me and asked politely. But since thou art all up in my face, I must smite thee.
Smite thee. Smite thee. Smite thee.
But he did not, in fact, smite the masons.
Pussy.
They each went at him with their respective tools and killed poor Hiram. They then hid his body under some rubble, only to return later that night to move the body outside the city in a shallow grave marked with a sprig of acacia.
Acacia. Commonly known as acacia, but anyway. This is all starting to sound awfully like religious make-believe nonsense, Autumn. If this dude resurrects, I'm out.
Spoilers, he does not.
Oh. Well, guess I'll fucking stay here and keep recording this then.
The next day, King Solomon is like,
hey, has anybody seen my buddy Hiram?
And nobody came forward, so the king sent out a search party. Someone found Hiram's body almost instantly, since, you know, acacia sprigs just hanging out on the freshly disturbed ground was pretty sus. So the king is pissed and figures out who killed his master craftsman, and he has the three men executed. But King Solomon was super pissed for the simple fact that Hiram was killed before he could reveal his secrets to an apprentice. Thus, Hiram's brilliant mind just died and all of his secrets vanished from the earth.
Aww.
And there was some sort of secret word that Hiram knew, but the king was not quite sure what exactly what the word was. So he replaced it with a substitute word. And this word, for some reason, is one of the Freemasons' many secrets that they keep in their lodge vault.
A secret word with what purpose or meaning?
It's a fucking secret.
Weak.
And that was a random story that they tell amongst themselves, and they decided to go ahead and let people know that this story is part of their teachings. Why? Why do they leak certain information about themselves, but hide so much more in their lodges? We may never know. So, hey Dan, you want to join the Freemasons?
Not really.
Well, let's pretend you do.
I mean, I might join the Freemasons. I don't know if I want to join the Freemasons. That just sounds weird.
Well, here is what we know about joining the oldest fraternity on the planet, anyway. In order to become a candidate, you usually have to know someone who is already in the group.
Gang. You can't gang rape virgins if you're a group, Autumn. Then it's just group rape.
You're a vile human being.
Well, I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Or you can apply online. At this point, we still have the Grand Lodge of Ohio's website open. And if you click on Join, it takes you to a sign-up page. And it tells you what you need to qualify.
You must be a male older than 19 years old. Because you can't go wrong with 19-year-old males. I mean, you know, definitely getting the cream of the crop there in terms of intelligence and experience. Truly wise male 19-year-old. Must be an Ohio resident for at least 6 months. Must be able to read and write English. Must be prepared to profess belief in a deity. Note here that they don't say God, and we will talk about this later. Must be of good reputation as a man of honor and integrity. Definitely good with those 19-year-old males then. Must be recommended by two members of the lodge you wish to join. And finally, must pass a background check.
And they have a form that you can submit if you meet the criteria.
Once the initial inquiry is made, and the Freemasons like what they see, you'll be asked to fill out a formal application, and the group will obtain references from you. It's like trying to apply for a very weird and specific job. And once all that checks out, the lodge takes a vote as to whether or not you're accepted. If you get in, you're now a candidate for level one.
Level one!
Man. Sounds way easier to just go kill a bunch of pigs in the forest, doesn't it?
Ah, was that a Warcraft joke?
No. I just like to kill pigs in the forest.
Okay. So, this is where the weirdness begins. They call you to the lodge, and then you are asked to take your shirt off and roll up one pant leg.
This is starting to sound very Monty Python.
The lodge member, who is called the doorkeeper, then places a noose around your neck and blindfolds you. The doorkeeper leads you by the noose to a giant door, and he knocks 3 times. He announces that you want to enter. The door opens. You are then handed over to a guard. The guard escorts you into the lodge and stops you inside. He then holds a dagger to your chest and asks you if you can feel it. At this point, you must answer with a secret phrase.
Is the phrase, "Get your fucking dagger off me before I throat punch you, you creepy robe-wearing cunt"?
Is the phrase, "Cut me deeper, daddy"?
Whoa, man.
So next, you're led to the center of the lodge and required to kneel in front of the leaders.
Ooh, it's this kind of initiation.
Yeah.
You are barraged with a bunch of...
Come.
Gallons and gallons of leader come. Leader Bukkake initiation ceremony.
No, Daniel. Questions. You are barraged with questions and you must answer each one correctly. Did you study for this test?
Your mama has practiced for the Bukkake test a lot. Oh,
if you did, you are again led by the noose to an altar. Here, you must swear some oaths on a religious book of your choosing.
Wait, what? So you could choose the Bible, Quran, Torah? They don't care?
Nope, they do not care.
Interesting.
You have to believe in something. You cannot be an atheist if you want to join.
Can I just believe in Mother Nature?
Yes, most definitely.
And Darwin? Is mm-hmm. he a god? He may as well have been.
Yeah, no. Maybe not Darwin. Anyways, part of the oaths you swear, they say that...
If you break the oaths, then you might have your tongue cut out, your neck cut, and your body thrown into the sea.
Sounds like you've had your tongue cut out the way you read some of this stuff, man. Don't worry, though. They'll attach a piece of fishing line to your big toe with a bunch of acacia branches on the other end, so we'll be able to find your body in the sea.
Woohoo!
After the oaths are said, your blindfold is removed and you shake hands with all of the members.
You shake hands with all of the members? Yeah, after you've shaken some members. And you say, "What a lovely tea party."
Yes, what a lovely tea party.
So level one, you're just a fluffer.
Well, not really, no. Because, I mean, a fluffer shouldn't, like, make you cum. That's really not the point.
True. Okay.
Next, you are shown three objects.
Penises.
No. The holy book, the square, and the compass. The Grandmaster reminds you that there will be terrible consequences should you betray the secrets of Freemasonry.
It's just a little too close to Grand Wizard, isn't it? Will they burn a cross on your lawn before they cut your tongue out?
I don't think so. I don't think they lean towards that kind of shit, man.
I mean, I sincerely hope that they do not. I'm just saying. Grandmaster, Grand Wizard, robes. There's a lot of similarities here.
And you're right. It's kind of weird. Like, back in the day, it was an all-white male fraternity. But slowly they started to have women fraternities and there's all black lodges. And, you know, they started being a little bit more inclusive.
That's because rappers got money.
And we'll get into that later. And then you are taught some secret handshakes and code words and such.
Are those secret handshakes taught to you before or after the secret penis shakes?
After.
Oh, cool.
And then you get your badge. It's a golden blue triangle with the compass and square symbol in the center with the lodge's name and number and location around the edge.
Are there consequences for imitating a member?
Probably.
Huh.
You then leave to put on some different clothes.
Robes.
And when you come back, you are given your final orders. Serve God, be law-abiding, no talking about politics or religion in the lodge, and you must obey everyone in the lodge who outranks you. And now you have entered your first degree of Freemasonry.
So at what level do you get your first virgin?
Probably one of the higher-up levels, around 19 or 20.
Or... 13?
Probably. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Joking. Just like her. So, Freemasons don't like to be dubbed as a secret society, since they claim that they are not hiding their existence. They prefer to be called a society of secrets instead, and they don't hide everything from us. That's how we are able to obtain the information that we have filled your brain with so far. If you look for it, you will find it. But not everything. There has to be some shit they are hiding, Why else would they include threats of murder in their initiation rituals?
Feed piles.
Fitty kettlers.
So, this is a true thing that happened in November of 2021. Italian law enforcement arrested over 100 members of the Italian mafia across the country. And they were having a great time doing it. Along with the arrests, they found a metric fuckton of drugs. One of the large batches of cocaine that had made its way to Italy from South America featured a logo stamped with Freemason imagery. And this was not the only batch they found during the raids that had these symbols. So yeah, Italian Masonic lodges might have ties to the mafia.
Or the mafia has ties to cocaine, and the Freemasons just like to get the good shit.
Oh yeah. True. But never label or mark your drugs. That's just dumb.
Yeah, or at least put someone else's mark on them. I don't know, like the Juggalo symbol. That'd just be funny.
So, there was this Freemason accountant called Giovanni Zumbo. He finds out from one of his Freemason buddies, a police chief...
Shocker!
...that the Italian mafia is about to be taken down. Zumbo contacts one of the godfathers of the mafia, and he's like...
Dude, everyone is about to be arrested! I'm so sorry.
Dude, everyone is about to be arrested!
Oh, no. That was... Yeah, it's...
God damn it.
So, like, we literally just went and listened to Mario real quick. And that was still the best I could do, and I'm so sorry. Not that had I done a good job of imitating Mario, it would have been less offensive to Italians, but that was doubly bad, so...
Sorry.
You're welcome.
We're bad actors.
So, okay... People say that the lodges are a bridge between organized crime and the state. And the Zumbo case pretty much proves this.
I wonder if this podcast will prove to be a bridge between organized crime and our lives.
That'll be fine. We'll go out in a blaze of glory.
Say hello to my little friend.
Now, let's talk about some conspiracy theories.
Oh, can we?
Fact. Most men join the Freemasons because of the brotherhood and the charity work.
Yeah, who needs virgins anyway?
But they will never admit outside of their lodges what type of deity they worship. Also, you might join and become a Freemason, but you might never learn all of the secrets of the fraternity. You have to become a 33rd degree Freemason in order to obtain all of the Freemason knowledge. And that's a lot of fucking degrees.
It's not a lot of degrees in Celsius. Like, that's barely 0 degrees.
Wrong degrees, Dan.
Is Steven Seagal a 33rd degree?
No, but you know who is?
Is it my mama?
Yeah!
I didn't see that coming. Nor did she during the initiation.
No.
Perkele!
There is a channel on YouTube called Whack. And the host actually met with a female, unnamed Freemason who allegedly gave away some of the society's secrets.
Leave it to a woman to fuck up your keto flub.
That was sexist. I hate it. Don't be like that. What is wrong with you?
Hush now, female.
So go check out the full video. Plus, a lot of Wack's other videos are pretty interesting as well. So here are some of the things that she learned from this Freemason.
You just keep mixing it up, man. Freemason. Freemason. It's Freemason.
I can say it however I want to, Daniel.
Freemason.
Freemason.
Free my soul. Oh my god.
Oh.
We cracked the code. So, the logo of the Freemasons is a square and compass with the letter G in the middle. The letter G stands for God, but not the Christian God. It stands for all of the gods. The Freemasons believe that all gods are equal and none of them should be used for war, and no religion should be pushed upon another.
Well, that doesn't suck. It's still stupid because they still believe in God, but at least they're inclusive.
Right?
But what about the God of War? What if I choose him as my deity?
I think they'll be okay with that. Just don't, like, try to, like, use it for war or push it upon other people.
But it's the god of war. There must be war.
Who's the god of war? Tell me, Daniel.
Mars and or Ares, depending Ares. If you want to go Greek or Roman.
Ares for the win.
Okay. So, the eye and the pyramid symbol have been used a lot in Freemason symbolism throughout the years. This symbol has also been linked with the Illuminati. The symbol itself represents illumination and light, which allows one to see. Some people say that the Illuminati is actually controlling the Freemasons. And we will kind of connect some dots here, but not really, because conspiracy theories are like art. Each idea is unique and open to different perspectives and interpretations. So this unnamed female Freemason goes on to talk about the Georgia Guidestones. If you have never heard of them, here is a quick rundown.
These giant rocks, or steles, as we learned a couple of episodes ago, appeared in 1980, and they were commissioned under the pseudonym R.C. Christian. R.C. Christian. What an R.C. Christian. All Christians are kind of R.C., aren't they, really? On the stones are inscribed 10 commandments in 8 different languages. This is what these stones say. 1.
Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature.
2.
Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity.
That sounds a little bit kind of Hitler, doesn't it? Anyway. 3.
Unite humanity with a living new language.
4.
Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
5.
Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts.
6.
Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court.
7.
Avoid petty laws and useless officials.
Yes!
Useless officials. That's a bit of an oxymoron, isn't it? 8.
Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite.
9.
Balance personal rights with social duties.
Duties. 10.
Be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature.
So, these rocks stand about 19 feet tall. They are made out of solid granite. After it was built, R.C. Christian fucked off, never to be seen again. Although we do just see R.C. Christians wherever we fucking go. Some people think that these are the commandments of the New World Order. And personally, here at Seven Circles, we think that these commandments are pretty fucking outstanding. Other than perhaps the keeping humanity under 500 million. I mean, I'm all for it, but at this point it would be like trying to take away an American's guns.
Yes, Daniel. What scares people the most is commandment number 1, where the population needs to be brought down to 500 million. That is pretty scary, since we're like at like 7 billion right now, right?
I think it's about 7.7, 7.8.
Woo! Almost to 8 billion people on this planet. That's a lot of fucking people.
At least they're all wealthy, happy, living their best lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with all the freedoms in the world. Anyways, so people think that the Freemasons commissioned the Georgia Guidestones. And this is the information that I gathered from the YouTube channel called WAC. And it seems pretty tame as far as conspiracy theories go. Let's dive deeper.
Yes, let's.
So, if you have never heard about the New World Order conspiracy, let us give you a quick rundown. And this is important because a lot of people think that the New World Order includes, or even was created by, the Freemasons.
So, this theory suggests that there is one big secret global totalitarian government that operates in the shadows. Some might say, a shadow government.
Ooh.
Who are you gonna call? GovBusters!
Yeah!
They are said to be waiting for the perfect time to emerge into the public eye.
Like a beautiful butterfly.
What? But by then, it will be too late. They will have succeeded in taking over all of humanity completely. So, some people think that this government is comprised of the Illuminati. Some say the Freemasons make up the New World Order. And some people say that it's aliens. And some even say that it could be all three factions.
Some people need to get some fucking help.
Now let's talk about the Denver airport. If you don't know what I mean, you might think to yourself,
What does a Denver airport have to do with anything?
Well, I've been there. Out of all the airports that I've seen, this one is the most bizarre.
How many airports have you seen, Autumn?
8?
Well, gosh gee whiz, you sure know your airport.
I'm an airport aficionado. This airport opened in Denver in...
Wait, what? The Denver airport opened in Denver?
Yes.
Holy fuck. Tell me more about it.
It opened in 1995 at $2 million over their budget. This is the biggest airport in North America, but in 2018, it was only the 20th busiest airport in the world. So, if you are not the busiest airport in even the country, why go $2 million over the budget to build it? And why is it so fucking massive? Well, according to a construction worker who helped build the place, the airport goes 5 stories underground with a vast network of tunnels not open to the general public.
Well, to answer your budgetary question, typically people don't go over budget intentionally, so I'm sure they didn't know that they were going to be the busiest airport and that 2 million... Anyway, just... meh. Also, I'm going to say that since an airport like that probably costs billions to build, many, many billions, being a couple million over is just pocket change.
Fair enough.
As for the secret tunnels, I want in.
You want in all those tunnels, don't you?
I want in all them tunnels. Especially them stinky brown tunnels.
Okay. And this underground area is where the New World Order is said to be located. And if you look at some of the artwork around the airport, it makes things even weirder. On display inside the airport is a capstone that has the Masonic symbol carved into it. And underneath the symbol, it credits the New World Order Airport Commission.
Hmm, kind of hiding in plain sight there, aren't they?
Yeah, I actually Googled the New World Order Airport Commission, and all that came up was the Denver Airport. No other information. So yeah, kind of sus.
Weird.
There is a beautiful mural on level 5 that depicts humans from every nationality all over the globe standing around like a lotus flower. And in the background, you see the jungle, mountains, desert, and plains. This follows the ideology of the New World Order that we should all come together as one with a unifying language.
And just in general, all the coming together.
At once! 8 billion people, all at once.
Yeah, right in an initiate's face.
The ultimate bukkake.
Whoa. It's like Debbie does Earth.
Holy shit, is Debbie even still alive? That's a very old porn.
You know, I don't know. They should remake it with her now, if she is.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, it would look so good just kind of cascading over those wrinkles.
I mean, granny porn might be trending. Who knows? Who cares?
Only if grandma's your stepsister.
What the fuck? There is another mural that depicts, again, people from all walks of life underneath a rainbow with a statue of a dead soldier underneath them, and a couple of them are holding bundles of swords wrapped in national flags. It's super beautiful, but also super weird. And there's so many things you could say about it, like politics and stuff, right, Dan? Dan?
Feel a little put on the spot, because I didn't really have anything to add there, Autumn.
You didn't.
No, that's why I hadn't written anything to add there, Autumn. Okay.
And don't forget the 32-foot-tall blue horse sculpture that stands out in front of the airport as you drive in. When the statue was placed, a piece of it fell off, killing one of the workers.
Tell me it was the dick, dude. Please tell me it was the dick.
It was the dick.
Ooh, yeah.
No, I don't know what it was. Some people say that this horse, nicknamed Blucifer, is in the likeness of the fourth horseman of the apocalypse.
Some people still need some fucking therapy.
Some also say that the overhead view of the airport looks like a swastika.
I mean, it kind of does. If you got a toddler stoned and asked them to copy one. But that would go against their supposed beliefs, right? Or are the beliefs they make public just smoke and mirrors for the sketchy shit they're really about?
Yeah, Yes, that's exactly what it is, Dan. Good job.
Speaking of swastikas, let's get back into the facts for a minute. The preserved records of the Reichsheitenschuldenhaushaltsplanet.
That was close.
What is it?
Reichssicherheitshauptamt.
Or the Reich Security Main Office show the persecution of Freemasons during the Holocaust.
No comment.
Written records overseen by Professor Franz Six.
Still no comment.
Were responsible for ideological.
Ideological. Ideological tasks. They were responsible for ideological tasks.
Thank you so much.
Yes, they were responsible for ideological tasks, which meant the creation of anti-Semitic and anti-Masonic propaganda. While the number of victims is not accurately known, historians estimate that between 80,000 and 200,000 Freemasons were killed under the Nazi regime. Masonic concentration camps inmates were classified as political prisoners and wore an inverted red triangle on their clothing. Hitler believed Freemasons had succumbed to the Jews conspiring against Germany.
And a lot of organized religions throughout history have sought to eliminate the Freemasons. The fraternity scares them. Here is a large number of mostly men all over the world. They are not atheists, but they do not bow down to one God. They do not obey the Christian God. Christians don't like them. Catholics despise them. And Muslims want to kill them. Honestly, I'm starting to like these guys.
Yeah, at this point, I'm still liking the Freemasons.
And since this is our 4th of July episode, even though 4th of July is canceled this year.
Why?
Because of Roe versus Wade being turned over. Our freedoms are fucked. Here are some fun American facts about the Freemasons.
America!
The United States was built on the back of Freemasons. 14 U.S. presidents, 35 state Supreme Court justices, 17 state senators, 32 military leaders, and 13 signers of the Constitution all were or have been Freemasons. Beethoven was a Freemason, and so were Mark Twain and Peter the Great.
I thought you said American facts. Mark Twain, sure, but Ludwig and Peter were not terribly American now, were they? In fact, Beethoven was born 5 years before the USA was founded, and Peter had died about 50 years prior.
Oh yeah, maybe not Ludwig and Peter.
And the list of Freemasons who were and are in some sort of governmental power is very, very long. So yeah, this whole cult, I mean, the organisation started out as a guild of lazy, rich, wannabe stonemasons, and just got weirder and weirder over time. Today, the Freemasons donate so much money to charity that the global numbers are somewhere around $2 million per day. Hush money. And the conspiracy theories about the Freemasons have been abundant ever since the group first started grouping.
Freemason symbolism is all around you in the older architecture of your town. This is a fact. Once you learn of their symbolism, you will begin to see it everywhere. In the United States alone, there are over 2 million Freemasons. In England and Wales, the current Grand Master is Prince Edward, Duke of Kent, who was elected in 1967 and has been re-elected each year since. Okay, that's enough facts. Let's get back to some conspiracy stuff. YouTube did not have a lot to offer, so we popped over to Reddit. A user called EquipmentOK9523 said that Jack the Ripper was a Freemason. And they did not put forth any evidence to prove this theory. And there is not any evidence against it, so why not?
If you ever go to London, I'll take you on a Jack the Ripper tour. They're fun. I used to play darts in the pub where Jack lived in the basement for a while. And yeah, there are Freemason symbols all over London. Obviously, I guess.
If we go to London, bitch, we going. Shit.
Well, there'll be one more gangster in London.
Yeah.
Spurts.
On your mama.
Spurts.
On the initiate.
Spurts 5...
Find your throat hole.
Spurts 527...
Up your nostril.
Spurts 527 had this to say about the Freemasons. All of the conspiracies surrounding them, for the most part, our true collective society is just so conditioned by design to rebuke it. Religions are just fronts for what actually goes on. Tesla had it figured out and he died broke and alone because of it. Not because it was his choice, but because of group gang stalking. The entire world was, at a point, all against this one individual simply for the knowledge he harbored. Knowledge that would free people from the bondage they don't even realize is holding them down. It's all about power and energy. There's no limit to either, but a select group wants to control the entirety. The reasoning is currently unknown. I feel it's been years of social conditioning that's been perpetuated by people that don't fully understand the core ideals. Yes, Spurts 527, your post makes a lot of sense.
I mean, the message does. The grammar was fucking piss poor, Spurts, and it made my brain hurt trying to decipher it.
Yeah.
Autumn didn't just read that like a total fucking idiot.
No.
She was following his ludicrous amount of commas.
And then, a Reddit user posted a link to a 5-hour-long YouTube video called Altian's Childs Exposes Freemasonry. And just to be clear, Altian's Childs is the dude's name in the video. And I watched the whole thing, so you don't have to. Here are some highlights from this video. This video was posted on May 1st, 2021. This Australian guy starts out by saying that everything he will be talking about in this video will put a target on his back and he might die for exposing the following secrets. And then he goes on to say that he had a near-death experience and that God saved him so that he could spread the word of the evils of the Freemasons.
Well, right off the bat, this dude sounds like a totally stable, reliable source of information who I would put my full trust in.
Oh, and he was a contestant on the TV show X Factor.
Ha, deal sealed.
He then expresses that he has tried to tell his friends, family, and bandmates about what he knows, but nobody in his life gives a fuck.
Well, lucky listeners, now you get to give no fucks about it either, but it's a fun listen nonetheless.
He's like,
if this just reaches one person, then I'll have succeeded.
And at this point, I feel like I'm being roped into some sort of MLM scheme. Like, he's going to try to sell me 17 boxes of self-help books that I need to sell to other people so that they can also sell them and make other people sell them too.
Speaking of which, next week we'll be launching the 7 Circles DIY Home Abortion Kit, and you can sign up to be a reseller for a one-time payment of just 10 years behind bars. Stick around after the end credits to hear the details on how to apply.
Wow, I did not write that. That was all Dan.
I mean, most of the good stuff is written by me, honestly.
Honestly.
Autumn, do you want to tell everyone about our upcoming range of pregnancy tests?
Yeah, so you can buy these at home from the internet, and they are a stick that you pee on. Just an actual stick that you just get from the backyard.
Yeah, because ultimately, it doesn't matter if you're pregnant or not. You can't do fucking anything about it, so...
Nope.
But, you know, if we can make a bunch of Christians piss on sticks and take their money, we'll do it.
So, then he goes on to ask...
Who do you think runs the world?
And he's like...
Well, they're not Christians. Christians don't run the world.
So, at this point, I'm like, okay, he is a Christian, and Christians hate the Freemasons, so I know where this incredibly long video is heading. But I'm here. I'm 3 minutes in, and I'm going to watch this whole thing. He also says all of the world's leaders and celebrities all belong to one secret religion.
And let me guess, they're all lizard people.
No, they're not. He continues that you should be worried because it...
affects you beyond belief in ways that you never imagined.
And then he says that he used to belong to this religion. And that he is breaking his oath of silence. So yeah, he used to be a Freemason. He's like whistleblowing or whatever, like putting it out there for the whole world to hear. Okay, so about 7 minutes in, he starts showing photos of celebrities with the hand covering one eye, and he says,
"There are a few ways they display their religion. They don't do it often, and some don't do it at all, but most of them can't help themselves."
But I want to note here that most of this 5-hour video is all pictures of celebrities and people in power showing the different signs of the Freemasons. He shows photos of celebrities and people in power positions doing the hidden hand pose, where they have one hand tucked inside their jacket. And yeah, both of these are weird poses, and they have both been linked to the Illuminati. And then he shows photos of the Prime Minister of Australia doing the secret handshake with loads of people. It's clearly a different type of handshake than what you would normally see. Okay, so at about 11 minutes in, he says it. That Freemasons are a worldwide fraternity that hides a secret religion inside of its walls. And this was interesting to me because remember earlier when we said that the fact that the Freemasons don't worship one god, but you must worship a god in order to be part of their fraternity? They do not accept atheists in their group.
You've been talking a lot. Fancy a break?
Please, sir, can I have a break?
So he goes on to talk about Freemason symbolism, and it's all the same shit that we've talked about at the top of the show. But he says that the reason the Freemasons have let the celebrities use their symbolism so much in pop culture is to cast doubt that they are actually the Illuminati. And this kind of makes sense. You see Jay-Z constantly doing the seeing eye symbol all the bloody time, and you're just like, damn, he sure does like the attention he's getting from this. And you just roll your eyes and move on. It's camouflage, deflection, hiding in plain sight. They put it out there to make us think that they are not real, because if they were a real society, then why would they let all of these celebrities just boast about their shit? So then, crazy Aussie conspiracy guys goes on to say that the Freemasons have something that they call the Great Work. And this is like their end game. Every cult has an end game, and this is the ultimate, most successful cult in the history of man. Just wait until they have all the Infinity Stones.
Ah, yes. So, about 18 minutes in, he shows some of the oaths and actual words that are spoken when you become a Freemason. He used to be one, supposedly. So, he has this book of oaths lying around. In this oath, it says that if you reveal any secrets of the fraternity, that the penalty will be to
have your body severed in two, your bowels taken out and burnt to ashes, so no more remembrance be had of so vile and wicked a wretch as you should ever violate your Master Mason's obligation.
And he says that the Lodge does have a penal authority to execute, that they are above the laws put forth by normal man. And then he goes on to explain the same initiation rituals that we talked about earlier. So at this point, I'm starting to believe this Aussie. Maybe he really was a Freemason, and since he has been saved by Jesus, he no longer fears them.
Save me, Jeebus!
And then he goes on to reveal more secret handshakes and hand signs that I did not even know about, but you see them so much in celebrity photographs. It's actually kind of crazy how many celebrities know all of these Freemasons' secret hand signals.
If indeed they truly are, and he isn't just pointing out shit people often do to fit his own agenda.
Good point. If you look for signs, you see them everywhere, right?
Or, if you see signs everywhere, and you want to make out like everyone's a Freemason, then you just say that those are their handshakes and signals, right?
True story. So, at about 28 minutes in, he says that once you get higher up in the ranks, that you are required to drink wine out of an actual human skull. And at this point, a lot of people are like,
nah, bruh, I'm good.
And they fuck off, never to return to the cult.
Pussies. Sounds like it's just starting to get fun. And also, how can you just fuck off, never to return? Won't they, like, cut you up and dump you in the sea or something?
No, if you leave, you're good, just as long as you don't talk.
Ah, so what's the first rule of Freemasons?
Don't talk about Freemasonry.
Gotcha.
Okay. He then goes on to say that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by a Freemason. And he shows a picture of John Wilkes Booth, and guess what he's doing in the photo?
the hidden sign of the Freemasonry.
So what had Lincoln done to piss them off? Because he said he was one himself, right?
Yeah. I think Lincoln was just like, hey, this society sucks and I'm going to expose them.
Yeah. Your hats are stupid.
The Freemasons were like, nah, man, we can't have this hattery. This hattery. About 30 minutes in, he explains that the Freemasons call everyone who is not part of their group the vulgar herd. Like we are disgusting cattle. Yeah, because we don't know all the secrets, so we're nothing.
Nothing.
It's terrible. And then he shows a few pics of Adam Driver doing the secret Freemason signals, and this made me big sad.
Gutted. Not that I imagine that would stop you from letting him bury his tongue in your anus.
It would not.
Do you think his tongue is as long as his fingers?
Oh my god, stop it.
Like, he's such a tall man.
His fingers are so big.
Oh yeah. No. How many do you think he could take?
Probably just one, they're so big.
In the pink or the stink?
Okay.
One in each?
Stop. My face is getting...
Man. You thought she couldn't speak before, now she's got Adam Driver on her mind.
No. Okay, moving on. And at 40 minutes in... Fuck. Did you know that Adam Driver went to Juilliard? He studied at Juilliard. He's a very good actor.
What's Juilliard?
It's like the best acting school in America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do they teach you how to, like, really get a chick off with your fingers?
No. Oh. That is not part of the curriculum.
So how is he so good at it then?
I don't know. I'll never know.
Maybe if he's listening, you will know.
He'll never listen.
Yeah. Hey, Adam.
Fuck off. Okay, stop it.
You want to come finger my wife?
Oh, God. And at 40 minutes in, he shows some Freemasonry writing that describes that there is a masonry for the majority of Masons.
Adam Driver said that?
No, fucking this guy in the video, Altian's Childs.
Oh, the Aussie fella. Okay, yes, okay. Sorry. Yeah, go on.
So Altian's Childs, he fucking shows some Freemasonry writing that describes that there is a masonry for the majority of Masons doing charity and just hanging out and relaxing. So what he's saying right now is like, there is the front of the Masons, right? Who does the charity and they just fucking hang out. But there is a real thing hidden behind the charity work, the secret religion devoted to the mystery of mysteries.
Ooh, what is it?
We're about to find out. Do not let anyone ever tell you that Freemasons are not a religious group. It says in a lot of their books and teachings that they, in fact, are. At this point in the video, I'm only like 40 minutes in, I'm starting to believe this dude. He has a lot of resources. There was a book written by a Freemason Grandmaster 100 years ago, and the cover of the book has the pyramid with the eye symbol on the front. You know, the one that's on the dollar bill. And Freemasons deny up and down that this symbol is not a part of their cult. And there it is, on the cover of a book written by a Grandmaster.
Wizard!
JFK was a Freemason. He gave a speech in 1961 where he says,
"Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means. I'm asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people."
This was an actual speech, and I looked it up to see if it was real. It was. Some say that it was actually about the Cold War, but shortly after this speech, JFK was killed. So, there's that.
Dun dun dun! So do we know if Lee Harvey Oswald was a Freemason?
I don't think he was, but who knows?
Hired by... And wait, Lee Harvey Oswald was not on the grassy knoll, right?
No.
He was up in the book repository.
Yes.
So who was on the grassy knoll? Was it your mum?
Maybe it was your mum.
Maybe.
She was certainly alive. My mum wasn't.
No, my mum really likes JFK. She told me that she cried when he got killed.
Aw.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. We digress.
So, at 1 hour, 14 minutes in, he says it.
Freemasonry is Satanism in disguise.
And we have talked about the different types of Satanism on this show. There are many. Let's see what kind of Satanism this guy is referring to.
So, there's a book called Morals and Dogma, written by a bloke called Albert Pike. This was a Grand Master of Masonry, and in this book, he directly speaks of Lucifer.
When the Mason learns that the key to the warrior on the block is the proper application of the dynamo of living power, he has learned the mystery of his craft. The seething, surging energies of Lucifer are in his hands.
And that right there is a fucking rad sentence, just for the record. I want the seething, surging energies of Lucifer.
Don't we all?
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Cool. Freemasons love Satan. Well, what else do we need to learn here? Oh, the craft the Freemasons learn is not stonemasonry. It's witchcraft.
Burn them!
Jesus Christ! I have been trying to find my people. It's so hard to find people that worship Lucifer, but here they are. The fucking Freemasons. I want to join up and then be murdered by them once they find out that I wrote this podcast.
Agreed. You wrote this alone, independently. It's entirely without my input. It's 100% your work.
Yes, it's all me. And by the way, Walt Disney was a 33rd rank grandmaster of Freemasonry.
Of course he was. He was a fucking homophobic, racist, Nazi bag of cunt.
Ha ha!
Oh, and so wait. 33rd rank, that's the highest rank, right? So he had gained all the knowledge of the Freemasons.
He did. And he put all the secrets into his cartoons.
He did? What Freemasonic symbolism is there in his cartoons?
If you look at The Little Mermaid, you can see the dicks in the art.
The leader's dicks?
Yes.
Spiriting?
Uh-huh.
On faces?
Anyways,
we could keep going down this rabbit hole, but this episode has been long enough. We think that it's a good time to stop. Fuck, that was a lot. I knew going into this that I was going to go in a weird direction, but I did not see this coming.
Nor did the new initiates in the Bukkake ceremony.
Yeah, does Gaius. Hopefully, whatever we roll for episode 20 can top this.
Hopefully.
And now we're going to roll for podcast. Take it away, Dan. Ooh, 18. What do we have for 18? Speaking of Australians, for episode 20, we'll have Ned Kelly. He's a fucking fantastic dude. I can't wait to get into this one. This is the fucking guy who wore a whole ass armor metal thing.
Whoop whoop.
Thank you for listening.
We appreciate you.
If you like us, you can come support us on Patreon at Seven Circles Pod.
We are an indie podcast, and without your support, we would not be able to do this thing that we love.
Everything was written, produced, edited, and mixed by us, Autumn and Dan.
Thanks to Caroline Gates for the artwork and Null Machine for the music.
If you have anything to say to us about this episode, come say hi to us on the social medias.
We are currently on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for Seven Circles Podcast. That's the number 7, not the word, plus circles like the shapes.
7 and circles.
Well, hello. I'm Abraham Lincoln, and I'm here to tell you about Seven Circles Home Abortion Kits.
No. No.
Not too long ago, the USA developed wire coat hangers. And they just get right up on in there and mush that fetus to a pulp. Seven Circles Home Abortion Kits, endorsed by Autumn.
No, I do not endorse this. Not even. Time for Seven Circles Karaoke. Ready? Let's go with a Madonna track called Illuminati. It's not Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's not Nicki or Lil Wayne, it's not Oprah and Obama, the Pope or Rihanna, Queen Elizabeth or Kanye, it's not pentagrams or witchcraft, it's not triangles or stacks of cash, Black Magic or Gaga, Gucci or Prada, riding on the golden calf.
The all-seeing eye is watching tonight, that's what it is.
Truth and light.
The all-seeing eye is watching tonight. Nothing to hide.
Secrets inside.
Ooh, it's like everybody in this party shining like the Illuminati.
It's like everybody in this party shining like Illuminati.
Yeah, that's a song that happened.
I think we nailed it. I think we did better than Madonna.
Oh my god. And go, like, read the rest of the lyrics. The Enlightenment that started it all, the founding fathers wrote it down on the wall, and now the media is misleading us all to right and to wrong. It's time to dance and turn this dark into something. So let the fire burn. This music is bumping. We're gonna live forever. Love never dies. It starts tonight. Holy shit.
Carry on.
Behind the curtain of the New World Order, it's not platinum encrypted corners. It's not ISIS or the Phoenix, pyramids of Egypt. Don't make it into something sordid. It's not Steve Jobs or Bill Gates. It's not Google or the United States. It's not Bieber or LeBron, Clinton or a bomb, or anyone you love to hate. The all-seeing eye is watching tonight. That's what it is. Truth and light.
The all-seeing eye is watching tonight.
Nothing to hide.
Secrets inside.
Oh, it's like everybody in this party
shining like Illuminati. It's like everybody in this party shining like Illuminati. I'm fucking digging this song.
Wait for the next chorus, like, thing. Hold on, wait. You know that everything that glitters isn't gold, so let the music take you out of control. It's time to feel your body and the soul. Come on, let's go. We're gonna dance and turn this dark into something, so let the fire burn. This music is bumping. We're gonna live forever. Love
it's,
never
it's becoming
dies.
Slightly less Masonic now,
yeah,
isn't it?
No,
really?
No, it's like,
but,
it's like...
But, it's like... Everybody in this party shouting like Illuminati.
But that second verse, dude, what the fuck? Madonna is like...
old?
I mean, yeah, but she's like, hey, this is the thing. It's happening.
Yeah, she's just too old and skanky. They won't let her in, so she's pissed about it.
Oh, she's been in that shit since the 80s, dude. They, like, the video, the 5-hour video I showed had like 17 pictures of her doing the fucking signs.
Oh, so wait, hold on.
Like a virgin. Raped for the very first time, like by the Freemasons. Dirty bastards fingering my bum like a virgin.
Okay, bye then.
Bye.
Hey, Adam, you want to come finger my wife? Adam.
Come finger my wife.
Stop. My face is getting...